This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have a conversation with a guy 2 weeks from now. He ain't going to want to talk about nothing that we got going on. He will not have nothing to do with football. He not having nothing to do with anything else except basketball. We're lucky to have him talking NBA because he's really focused on college.
But yeah, I do it.
if it's basketball, he's cool with that. And as always, we want to welcome in DeShawn Tate joining Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Morning, DeShawn.
Top of the morning to you guys, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys, Clark and Crenshaw, for having me on. And basketball. You know what? I get to a point. It seems like it's been such a long season. I get to a point where it's like, all right, I'm about ready for this thing to be all over with now. You know, now I'm getting to a point now, you know, where it is about to conclude, and I'm not going to know what to do with myself. But we do have a lot of AAU going on around here. We got a lot of – hear me out. We got a lot of AAU going on, big time. It's the live period in July right now for that. And coming up on some NBA drafts, so I'm excited.
No. I tell you what, you got to make some sense out of this doggone Olympic situation, man. Where both the men and the women over here losing. What, we gonna bring back a scrap iron medal, a participation trophy? What are we bringing back from Tokyo?
Yeah, I certainly hope not. I felt like we were kind of trending in this direction, not really so much on the upward trajectory when I saw them in FIBAs around this time last summer. And it seems like they just pretty much picked up right where they left off, which is clearly something that's not good at all. It's a team that is going without a point guard, which is somewhat of a recipe for disaster to an extent, if you ask me. And then they don't really have guys with the leadership qualities. Now, some people might say, hey, we got a Kevin Durant on this team and a Damian Lillard. Good guys that are really good players, really great talent, but don't necessarily have the kind of leadership capabilities that you're kind of looking for. And that's even despite in the event that they get somebody like a Chris Paul, or if they go and get, you know, Devin Booker to return, or Chris Middleton to this team as well. So it's going to be an uphill battle for these guys for the rest of the way, for sure.
Hey, DeShawn, listen, I took the other side of this. I just feel like this, for this Olympics, which is an anomaly in and of itself because it's not an Olympic year, they're putting these games on, as far as I'm concerned, at gunpoint, because these sponsors want to get their, you know, the bang for their buck. They spend a lot of money. Everybody spends a lot of money when it comes to an Olympics. They need that TV show for those 2 weeks, okay? And despite the pandemic, despite everything else that's out there saying we shouldn't gather in crowds, they're putting this thing together. So along with everything else that's going on, why send the top players? Or the top players are saying, why go to this Olympics? We've already proven that when it comes to being the top of the food chain in basketball, everybody knows America is there. And so we don't need to do a dream team thing like we had to do in 92 after the college kids kept getting beat. We've already proven that we are. Yeah, there's some countries that are ascending, but they still aren't where we need to be. So let's keep the top players, or the top players saying, I'm not going, I'm going to stay safe, I want to be able to play with my kids, whatever their reasons for not going. And, you know, there's some other guys that are going to go, and maybe Pop would like to have a few more defensive powers on this roster. But whatever happens, it doesn't take away from who we are as a country and as a basketball country, I guess.
I agree. It's becoming a little bit different. You know, if you look at the way that the NBA is played now, in comparison to what it was, let's just say 10 years ago, in some cases even 5 years ago, the way that the game is played is starting to look more like the Europe, like the way that it's played overseas on the European side. And so when you have like more international basketball and it's kind of forming in that way, more international players coming here to America to play, it's going to kind of look like that. A lot of parity line, different things. I remember pregame of game four, Hawks Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks, and hearing Nate McMillan, the head coach now of the team, saying that when he was an assistant on this team, on the Olympic team, that they started to reconstruct the rosters to look a little different, and where it wasn't all about just trying to form like a super team, going to play, have the best players in the NBA on those rosters anymore. And so I think with that, sometimes you're going to have something like this, and it's going to be similar. But I'll tell you what, not having now Kevin Love, Jeremy Grant, Bradley Beal, guys, some of those guys out with the COVID protocol and things like that, replacing that with guys like JaVale McGee, Keldon Johnson, that's not really moving the needle in too many people's minds and giving them really good feel for any kind of positivity or optimistic feel that the U.S. is going to bring back home again. And if I'm just being honest, bring back the gold again, if I'm just being honest, I don't blame them for it.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Deshaun Tate. He is social. You can find him on the Twitter at Tate's Take Hoop, at Tate's Take Hoop on Twitter. Ari, you talk about the international player, and, you know, those, when we think about the big men that we've seen in this postseason, even our very own Clint Capella, DeAndre Ayton, and, of course, Giannis, we've seen the international influence as far as the big men. Talk about this series we're seeing now. Game five. Last night we saw this game turn on a dime, Deshaun. Phoenix got off to a great start, and Milwaukee was struggling. They flipped the switch in the second quarter and kind of never looked back. What was the difference?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that just because of the fact that when you start talking about guys that get it going, you know, guys like Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, I don't think that there's going to be a game where these guys can afford to score under 20 points between the two of them. Or 40 between the two of them, technically, at bare minimum, combine and win a basketball game. I don't think that that's possible. But I think that, you know, Milwaukee flexed its experienced muscles for the guys that have the experience. Obviously, Phoenix does too, but there's guys that don't have that as well. And I think that that's something that's starting to show. Now, I'm not going to go crazy and make it out to seem like just because they're going back to Milwaukee, which will be a tough place to play, that Milwaukee's got this thing sewed up. I think it ultimately will go seven games and that Phoenix will get some revenge as well. But I tell you what, you want to talk about what looks different? How about the Milwaukee Bucks and what they shot from the free throw line on yesterday? Terrible. We're talking about 50%, not 50%. Like, almost can't even get any worse than that. And then on top of that, what makes it so surprising that they also won that game is because Phoenix shot almost 70% from the three-point line. And when statistics look that lopsided, typically you don't hear about the team that shot so poorly winning the game. But they have, over time, found a way to add some more pieces that are more aggressive. Now you have your Bobby Crazy Eyes Portis. Now you have guys like P.J. Tucker on this roster. So that is kind of beefing them up a little bit, and I think that they have checked off the box that I was once concerned about more than anything, and that was their toughness.
Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, you got Giannis. That's their big three. You hear about others in the league. Where do these guys in your mind stand as far as the three of them as a power? We see, yeah, obviously they've got to the where they are right now, but nobody talked about them. Nobody put big three and the Milwaukee Bucks in the same sentence other than Milwaukee fans. So in your mind, as you look at this, how did they slip past us?
Yeah, you know, the crazy part is when you look up in your imaginary dictionary the definition of big threes, typically it's not going to be like a Giannis tag, you know, attached with somebody like a Chris Middleton and a Jrue Holiday, if you will. I will say this much, though, is that these are all guys that, you know, took the stairs up, if you will. What do the cool kids call it nowadays? Getting it out the mud. They took the stairs up. They didn't take the elevator. They didn't take the escalator. These are guys that have been in the league long enough. And, again, that experience that I was talking about earlier that Phoenix does not have with very key players, guys like these ones. Some of these guys were real thing coming into the league. Overlooked. Chris Middleton went through the G League at one point in time. Now he's, you know, obviously a high-paid player and NBA All-Star. Like, when you package those guys up together, whether you call them Big Three, whether you call them Little Three, or a budding Big Three, I think that it's well-deserved, especially when you talk about getting to this point. And put a little bit of respect on Mike Budenholzer's name. I think it's about time to do that.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline is one with Deshaun Tate. Folks, he talks everything basketball, and his time's winding down here with the NBA Finals.
Shh,
with all
don't
these
tell him that. Don't tell him that.
I'm serious, but we're talking about, you know, he's already talked about the Olympic team. We're talking about the NBA Finals here and what's going on with these teams. We got a guy from our area, and every time I talk to people out I-20 West, they always say, you don't talk about our homeboy. You don't talk about Jay Crowder and what he's doing. Okay, with Jay Crowder there last night, he had 10 points last night. Thought about his role and what he's been able to do since he's landed with this Phoenix team. He's kind of a guy that just does what he needs to do on this team.
We talked about the players for Phoenix that don't have the experience. That's not Jay Crowder. He was in this position, I believe, what, a year ago or something really close to it with Miami being in the NBA Finals. He's always, anytime that you see him on the floor, and this isn't just, you know, in a regular season scenario, this is always typically in the playoffs as well. When you start talking about hard-nosed guys, if there's a definition of 3-and-D, his face is going to appear and show up. He is a huge reason behind why teams win the games that they do. Probably the toughest player that a lot of these teams have when he's on their rosters, which is a good thing. Always willing to defend a better player on the opposition and things like that, and can shoot the heck out of the basketball. And with that experience, start packaging those things up. I don't think that they need more than 10 points for him necessarily in order to win. I think that he can have 10, and it can still be considered a winnable game. But when he's going off for, you know, 15-plus points, I think that it makes teams look significantly different. And I think he's capable of that. And I think he will have not just a better game, but a much better game for game 6 going back to Milwaukee, and will be part of the reason why Phoenix is going to add a number to the left side of the result column and push it to 7 going back to the desert.
As you sit and watch this playoffs. Oh, go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say the folks out in Villarica, thank you. Go ahead, Greg.
As you sit and watch these finals, Suns don't win. What are your thoughts about Chris Paul?
Still one of the best players to play this game ever. That won't change. Win, lose, draw, or anything in between. I know a lot of people are going to question, and that point is going to have the feel of he's never going to get a ring. End up joining the likes of some of your Reggie Millers and Charles Barkley's and Mailman Stockton and everybody else, Patrick Ewing and everybody. But nonetheless, I will say enough to say I do want him to finish his career first before we start labeling and putting, you know, tagging him with titles and different things like that. One of them that is certainly deserved is not only is he one of the best point guards that this league has ever seen, but certainly the best leader that this league has ever seen too. And that goes along.
Whoa! Say that again, Chris Paul. Not, you didn't say point guard. You said one of the best,
correct,
the leader. Best leader. You saying he's the best leader in your mind this league has ever seen?
I think that it is very arguable. You start looking at some of these rosters that's been constructed. Granted, this team is really good. I'm not sure anybody's seen Phoenix necessarily going to the NBA Finals and being the front runner to win it all, but he's a huge part of that. Look at what OKC was last year. Not just terrible, expected to be in the West, but in the whole NBA, they ended up getting a 5-seed, pushing to 7 games, much because of Chris Paul, talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Los Angeles Clippers was the worst franchise and probably still is in a lot of people's minds until they get to a certain point. When he got to the Clippers, we're talking about the Clippers now. That's essentially, I know how much I love football here, that is essentially your Cleveland Browns and Detroit Lions, and you know that pains me to say it. But he put them in a position, and a lot of that is because of his leadership qualities and instilling that within so many guys. We heard DeAndre Ayton, among so many others, say the difference maker for us, for our team, and for me and my confidence level has been that point guard and Chris Paul. And let me say this last thing, because you know I get long winded.
Yeah, because we got to go. Make it quick. Yeah, go ahead.
that point guard position is coming more and more extinct every single day, much like the center position. A lot of guys now, combos, not natural, born, and bred traditional prototypical point guards. He's still that, and it shows why it's important.
Okay, that's cool, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just to the statement that you made. We're not done with this. When you come back on, we're going to revisit this because you said one of the best leader, if I'm not mistaken, the best leader this league has seen. Okay, so that's a big basket you're putting him at the front of, and we're going to get back to this. But listen, man, we can't thank you enough for getting out here. If we're hearing you correctly, Deshaun's calling for a 7-game series. We'll see if it makes it past game 6 on Tuesday night, and we will have you back on the show next week and we can talk about this. Cool?
At Take Hoops Where Basketball Lives. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.